Good evening, and thank you for joining me. Welcome to Talk Truth Radio. I'm Dr. Rain Morgan. I am your host. And tonight, we're going to do something different. Each week, I bring on a guest, and I interview them, and they tell you about their books or what their passions are or what they're doing, tours that they're taking and guiding and alchemy and magic and all different kinds of things. We talk to you a lot about alternative healing. Our show here on Wednesday nights is sponsored by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael of the EES.com, EESystem.com. You can go to that. I give the website so that you can take a look at that. But it's Energy Enhancement System, and she's the inventor, if you will, of the technology that allows you to have bioscalar energy in your home and in your workplace and in your schools and on your reservations and every place else. So that about Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, and please go to the website if you'd like to have more information about that. We actually have quite a number of units system going into Tucson right now, so we'll have more information about that. That's getting closer so that you will be able to, or closer to Phoenix area, so that you will be able to experience bioscalar energy should you choose to, and I highly encourage and recommend you to seek out a system that you can go spend some time in. But tonight, I'm doing the show. It's me. And I am going to move aside and let something else come through into my body, my being, my spirit, to talk with you. As I have sat back and watched, looked, listened for many years now, it has occurred to me that people are hooked on looking for the external, something to fix you. You like to talk with people that channel their ascended masters, angels, beings from the other side. However, whatever it is, you like to go to these people and get their information. And so I'm going to give you some information that comes slightly from outside of me. I'm going to give you the Mother Earth. I am the Mother Earth. And I have been for many years. I just had to grow into her. I had to get to a place where I could step aside in my unworthiness and let her come in. So tonight, I'm not going to channel for you. I'm going to be her. I'm going to allow that essence to come into my body. And I'm going to talk to you from the place of the Mother Earth, the way Mother Earth sees it. So here it is. I have been sitting back for many, many years now, and I have been watching, looking to see what the children of this earth are doing. Doesn't make me so happy. First thing I want to tell you is it's an inside job. It's not an outside job. You can go to your angels and you can go to your guides and you can pray to the ascended masters and they'll help. They've always been in place to help, but they cannot save you. They cannot do it for you. It is not an external external job. It's an internal job. You don't need anything to cause you to ascend. And we'll talk about ascension, what it really is. You don't need anybody to cause you or to pull you or to push you. You don't need to be helped. You just have to know that you can do it. People, what are you doing? I'm asking you, what are you doing? I want you to take a look at your lives. Let's start with, oh, here's a good one. I really like this one. Food. This one has become so important because this body that I'm speaking with or through has just made a transition some 4 months now into eating live. So it's very, very pertinent and important and in its right place for this body now to speak to you about what it has learned and found and what's happened here. Almost 4 months and 3.5 sizes have come off of this body. It has changed in a wonderful way, a way that was not expected. Sleeping all night long. Moods being level and calm. Prosperity that is almost become immeasurable. A youthing. Age coming off. A consciousness change. So much happens to your body when you become aware of what you are putting in it. Do you understand that the body that you live in absolutely knows how to heal any and everything that it will ever have to go through? And it also knows how not to ever get any of that stuff that has to be healed. So next we're going to talk about how you're raising your children, what you're giving them. But you, let's talk about your body. Let's talk about illness, aging. You age the way you do because you don't put any life in your body. Alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, unclean food, cooked meats, fruits and vegetables that look beautiful, but unless they're organic, they don't have anything in them. How do you eat? Is it pizza and beer on Friday night? Chinese and wine on Saturday night? Not saying that a glass of wine or a beer here and there hurts anybody, but your body can't do anything with it. There is no nutrition. When you sit down to a meal of baked chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, biscuits, oh, yum, sounds good, huh? Except that your body, again, can't do anything with it. And then I hear those of you that say, oh, I'm on Weight Watchers. Really, it's not just about losing weight. It's about healing and balancing what's going on in your body. Lose lots of weight and then do another reality check. What's going on in your physical body? I've seen people go on dozens of diets. They don't last. They don't work. They're good until you lose a measure of weight and then you start eating the way you always have. There's something more, something much deeper about feeding your body. The way you eat indicates the way you will age. Look around. Look at the people that are in their 70s and their 80s. Look at the people that are in their 50s and their 60s even. What do they look like? How many people do you know with bellies that are all swollen out? How many people do you know that are living their lives taking medication to deal with sugar diabetes or high blood pressure or heart problems or Alzheimer's or irritable bowel? How many people have irritable bowel? Take the little purple pill in order to force their body to accept the foods that they put in that are so terrible, so toxic, that you are literally cutting your lifespan every single time you eat a meal. And when your body can't take it any longer, you put medication in it to make it. Do you know that if you changed your eating drastically and got out and moved 7 days a week, I don't care if it's only for a half an hour, do you know that you would have no need for blood pressure medication? This is the truth. I know a little girl that's 22 years old, and when I call her a little girl, to me she is. This little girl smokes cigarettes, drinks probably a quart and a half of Diet Pepsi per day, has her lunch brought in from McDonald's or any number of fast food places, and when she began having anxiety because she couldn't deal with it any longer, or her body couldn't deal with what she was putting in it any longer. When she began having anxiety, she went to the doctor and said, I'm stressed out, I'm not having a good relationship, I'm having anxiety, I'm depressed, I can't sleep at night. And he said, oh, here, let me write you a prescription. Never did he say to her, what are you eating? What are you putting in your body? How badly are you stressing your physical so that when you have an issue to deal with, such as a breakup in a relationship, that it throws you over the edge and you have anxiety and depression and you cry and you can't sleep? He didn't ask her any of those questions. And he didn't say to her, tell me about the issues that you deal with. Let's go back and get you from the past. Lost essence. We'll talk about that too. And how are you feeding your children? This is important, very important. I go into homes all the time where the pantry is filled with chips and Pop-Tarts and instant cereals and sugar-laden fruit strips, and the refrigerator has chicken fried steaks and frozen pizzas and juice in a concentrate that isn't fit for man nor beast, and jarred foods for our babies and soy formulas and on and on and on. And you wonder why our children have ADD and ADHD. You wonder why they have behavioral problems, because their physical bodies cannot stand what is being put in them. They have no nutrition. Their little minds, their little brains are overloaded with sugar and toxins and fat. And on ad infinitum, that their bodies either store or simply pass out. And unfortunately, most of it is stored. I have seen children that by the time they are 8, 9, 10 years old, have two fat layer rolls around their backs. Their bellies are hanging over their waistbands. Their little chubby legs cannot take them out to run and play like the rest of the kids do. And yes, there are some of those children that outgrow it. usually it's caused from some sort, the outgrowing, that is caused from some sort of peer pressure. And they have to get on a diet so that they're accepted by the other kids in school. Our kids can be very mean to one another as they're growing up. How do you raise your children? Is the TV, the VCR, the Game Boy, is that the babysitter? Are you caught up in financial things that keep both parents working 10 hours a day? And so the easiest way to feed your family is to go through a drive-thru or to prepare something out of a box or frozen from the freezer. I see so many people in financial difficulties struggling to raise their babes and keep their homes. Don't you understand that it's an inside job? Go through what is trapped in your past. Look at your belief systems. Go back into them and find lost essence. Bring yourself forward into the now. Do this, and you will change. Now, I know, can't get into a big, long dissertation about what that means, but you can go to drrainmorgan.com, go to the website, and just send an email and say, you know, I need a little more information on lost essence. What is core issue fragmentation? What does it mean that I fragmented in my childhood, that I was imprinted in a manner that is now, today in my life, causing me to live in discomfort and dis-ease? Get into yourself. Take a look at you. It's an inside job. We go to everybody for the answers. Leave it up to somebody else to invent a product or a technology or something that will fix us. It's not outside of yourself. It's inside of you. Become conscious. Get your face out from in front of the TV. Put down the newspaper. Close up the books and start going inside and asking high self to join you. Meditate. Pray. Pray to a mother, father, God to let you experience what it feels like to join and become one, and you are not separated. That simply means letting go of the separation. Allow the mother, father, God, right and left brain to balance in your heart so that your body walks through time and space into your own creations. Let go, put down, give up this stuff that is tearing your life up. And our relationships. I look around at what relationships are between two people. The fighting and the arguing and the disagreeing and the getting married just because we think it's a thing to do. Well, my friends are all married and I'm not. My biological clock is ticking. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that you're not getting the relationship of your dreams? Lost essence. Baggage from the past, self-worth. Take a good look at what you really think of the opposite sex. How are you imprinted from the time of your childhood through your earliest relationships? Do you trust? Do you think enough of yourself to say, I am worthy of having in my life the ultimate partner for me? Or are you afraid of being alone? Are you worried that that you'll grow old and you won't have anybody to support you? Are you concerned with your retirement, your 401k, how much money there is? Money has nothing to do with anything. Understand this, that within you, thought and feeling exists, and it will go forward in your future and create life exactly the way you make it. Spend so much time every single day having a vision of what you want, and you'll never need a 401k. You'll never have to retire. You'll simply move into a time where you live life from your passion. And pay attention to your feelings. Don't you understand that if you will do what feels good to your body, and I'm not talking about putting a drug in it, I'm talking about what feels good for your highest good and for the highest good of the earth. Don't you know that if you stay in that place that feels good to you, that you will create that which makes you happy, that takes care of you? You have every single thing inside of you to become the master of your own universe. You create on a minute-by-minute basis. There are no neutral thoughts. Understand that thoughts that don't have a lot of emotion attached to them are simply maintenance. Every thought and feeling you have creates something in your life. And those non-emotional thoughts maintain what you've already thought up. I want the children of this earth to ascend. It's time. Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus the Christ, talked about in the time to come, not in this time, but in the time to come, would even death be overcome. I have sat back and I have looked and listened to everything. In doing talk radio for more than 12 years, everybody's teachings, their products, have crossed the desk of this body that I talk to you from. I am amazed at how many people want to sell you things to make your life better. And it's all an inside job. All of it. You want to heal your body? Take yourself out to the mountains or to the desert or to a deep forest or go by an ocean where there isn't a lot of electromagnetic field type energy. And stay in meditation and eat pure food and drink water. And you will heal your body. Check your thoughts every single day. What are you thinking that makes you feel bad? How are you trying to hold on to something in your life that doesn't serve? That most likely never served. But it's familiar. It's comfortable. A relationship that's abusive. But, oh, what if I'm alone? What if I never bring anybody to me again? Well, better that than to be abused. Become your own best friend. And then look at your issues that keep you thinking that you won't have somebody in your life. and I want to talk to the healers and the psychics and the people that are out there doing the teaching. I have looked around. I have watched the people with bodies so blown out of shape, so sick, so tired, so run down, and I have to ask these healers, these teachers, what are you doing? If you can't heal yourself, how will you heal others? Stop. Take time out for you before you go after fixing everybody else out there. Look at yourself. What do you have in your life? What physical condition are you in? Why is that important? I will tell you why. Because in these times to come, in these next years to come, everything shifts and changes. We have reached on my earth that place, critical mass. It has been reached. And if you don't take care of your physical body, you can do all the spiritual, mental, reorganizing, studying, going off, meditating. You can do it all. And I will still say goodbye to you. Because if your body cannot follow, you're not going. You will simply evolve your consciousness to where you will drop your body into a grave. You will cross to the other side, and you will look at everything you've done and what you need to do when you come back. Ascension. That's what we're talking about now. Ascension. The body is organic. It must be fed organically. This is the whole message of tonight. We have to take our bodies with us. It isn't just about activating the violet flame in your heart. Yes, that's a great thing to do. And I know that that was Saint Germain's mission. I've spoken with him many times. And he stands there with his hands up in the air saying, I can't do it for them. Why aren't they getting this? Why aren't they understanding that the physical body has to be readied and that the old lost essence has to be removed? Give back the power of people that you hold in your magnetic field, your mothers, your fathers, your ex-husbands, people that you have resentments and issues with, give them their power back and you take your power back. Take it back into your body, into your magnetic field. Clean and clear out your chakra system. Go through each one of them in meditation. Know and understand what the chakras of your physical body are and how important they are and how dirty and full of plaque and tar they are from all of the misfired energies that you have thrown out, the angers and the pains and the guilts and the shames and the griefs that you have had, and the sins and the crimes that you have perpetrated on your neighbors out of jealousy, wanting what they have, not knowing that you could create it yourself. I come to you tonight as the Mother Earth to encourage you to look deep into your own physical existence. I'm asking you to wake up, to begin caring for your physical body as if it is as important as your money, your relationships, your spiritual education, your enlightenment, all of the things that you do. Don't make your body the last piece. Your body needs to be the first piece. It is the vehicle that carries you around. I sit back and I look at the people that are walking around carrying pharmacies in their purses, a pill for this, a capsule for that, a tablet for something else. And I want to remind you of something. All of this going to the doctors and having yearly checkups and x-rays and mammograms and pap smears and colonoscopies and on and on and on. Understand this. Let me say this one more time. What you think and feel creates the nature of your reality. So what you look for, you will find. Do you understand that? Do you understand that when you take these big medical insurance policies covering chemotherapy and radiation, do you understand that that's exactly what you're going to need? Do you know that cancers, wasting diseases are caused from a lack of self-worth and self-love? Understand this. Get this. Take yourself outside two or three times a week and sit down on the ground and put your fingers into the dirt or what there is left of it here on my earth. Plant your bare feet in a flower patch and take in the nourishment of earth. Make these changes. Anything in your life that doesn't fit, let go of it. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to hold it. Don't think that you can change it, make it different. If I hang in there long enough, it'll either become what I want it to be, or I'll make it. That person that you're struggling to stay with in your life, I hear women say, oh, I just know that if I stay there long enough, he'll see that I'm the best thing that ever happened to him. I hear men say, I've taken care of her, I've given her everything. If I just wait a little longer, she'll see how good I am. It's not going to happen. I'm not telling you that when you're in a wonderful relationship and you come up against an issue, which everyone does, that you need to pack your underwear and your toothbrush and bail. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking to those of you that have been in long-term relationships, years, and they don't work, and they're not going to work. And no matter what you do, you can't fix it. You can't get a bigger hammer and a bigger hammer and a sledgehammer and then a jackhammer to make it fit. It's not going to happen. Go inside yourself and look at the issues about why you've stayed so long. Relationships are very, very important to us. Food and relationships. There's not a whole lot else. There's not much else out there. I want you to go deep into your life, your whole life. Go back as far as you can remember. What bad memories do you have? Look for lost essence in the bad memories. Go back and get yourself. See yourself in that memory and go back and get yourself. It is not enough to sit with a counselor, with a therapist, and talk about the inner child. It's not enough to know that there's an issue sitting back there someplace. That fragment, that lost essence, that piece of self that is in that memory that still holds that trauma, that part of you has to be retrieved. Any time you are having an experience in your physical life that you're not happy with, that you don't like, you're seeing something that does not bring you joy, it has its roots in the past. Ask that experience to show you what it is that you're supposed to see so you can go back and wrap your arms around yourself in that memory and tell you to let go of everything that you're holding. All that trauma, let it go. And bring that part in through your heart chakra. Use your imagination. Imagine that your heart, the doors of your heart, like big French doors, are just opening, and a ray of green, beautiful emerald green light shines out, and that piece of you enters right in through your heart chakra. Meld with yourself. United we stand, divided we fall. It is said in some of the oldest people to come out with this kind of what we now think of as transactional analysis therapy. People like Dr. Greg Hitter that started something called soul questing. Find those people. Find how to use these techniques to go and get yourself. Find you. Find your lost essence. These people will tell you that it never hurts. These people doing this work will tell you that it never hurts as bad to go back into the memory of the past as it did when you were experiencing it. I come to you tonight to talk with you as the Mother Earth because I see what's going on. I see what's happening. I see how so many are living and dying the way people are dying. Death was never meant to exist on this earth. Refuse death. Say to the high self, the holy guardian angel, as it's called in magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, the art and the science of causing change to occur according with the will. Say to the self, join with me. Cause me to ascend. Create life with me the way I was meant to create. Every thought and every feeling deliberate. Ask self, what do I really want? And if you don't have an answer for that, then that is your homework. Spend time meditating on what you want. Do a vision board. Your bodies are created to see and feel and hear and smell and taste. Use your senses to create what you want in your life. Do a vision board. Use your visual instincts to create a feeling in your body. When you do that, you will learn quickly what you want to become. Get a poster board. Cut out pictures and words. Put a picture of yourself in the middle of this board. A glue stick. A pair of scissors. Cut out your picture. Paste it in the middle of the board. And then go on a mission to find pictures and words that please you, that make you happy. And glue them, edges touching, in a clockwise circle around your own picture and watch those things manifest in front of you. And I want to talk to you about this war that's going on. Why is anyone looking at it? You cannot give it any attention. If you want to see change come on this earth, then stop looking, listening, and feeling what is going on. Do not take in the heartbreak of all the people lost. Why? One, because they chose it. They had an agreement before they ever entered into their current physical body that this is the way it would happen. You have no idea what the lessons a person needs to learn are. We have to understand, as a physical body of people, that the more attention that is given to this war, the more power it's fed with. The more attention you give the corrupt government, the more power you give it. Unplug from the matrix. What is the matrix, you ask? Everything you're doing is part of the matrix. Medical insurance and prescription drugs, part of the matrix. Poverty, money, investments, banking, part of the matrix. How do I pull out of the matrix? By feeding your organic body organically so that you never need to take a prescription drug to heal something. Pull out of the matrix by giving yourself as much thought and love and consideration as you give to your animals. I know people who take better care of their dogs and their cats than they do of themselves. I'm not advocating that you don't take care of those wonderful beings that you keep captive. What I am advocating is that you give yourself everything that you need. Eat organically. Stop taking in hormones, pesticides. Stop eating animals that are fed with roadkill. Stop eating death. I have something that has literally changed my mind and my life and my feelings and my love, my consciousness. It's called Sunrider. Sunrider came into my life through a very, now very good friend and sister of mine. I honor my friend Lorraine, who brought Sunrider to me. I was sick in my body, and she asked to take me out to dinner, and she gave me some little packages, which I threw in the bottom of my purse and said, oh, yeah, I already know about herbs. I don't need any of this. And she stayed with me, and she taught me something completely different than I ever knew before. And I thought I knew a lot. Sunrider, pure food-grade herb concentrated many, many times that will feed your body, that will give it the nutrition that it needs to undo all of the stuff that you have put in to your body that will stop the aging process. Get involved in exercise. Move your physical bodies. Understand this. Move or die. I want to bring something else to your attention. Stop polluting my body. Stop dumping trash. stop using spray cans and cleaners that are so clogging my ozones. Stop dumping oils into the ground and toxins down your sinks. My oceans, my rivers, my streams are polluted beyond belief. My fish cannot reproduce. My animals are becoming sterile from eating what has been dumped on my earth. Stop cutting down my forests. They are the lungs of this body. What is happening out there is a travesty of justice. Do something about it. Get a hold of the people. If you're going to focus on what's going on out there, then use it in a productive way. Get a hold of the people that govern this planet and demand that it stops this war on drugs, hemp being illegal. Demand that this changes. Grow things that become 100 feet tall in 1 year, that make paper that lasts for hundreds of years and doesn't tear unless it's wet. Make oils that burn clean and don't pollute the earth, the skies. Make naturally fire-retardant stuccos that will last 150 years and your homes won't burn down. Make canvas that the greatest artists in the world painted on. Michelangelo, Da Vinci. Their paintings still exist. They're made on canvas that was made from hemp seed oil. Find out how good that is for your body. Look at the clothing that hemp makes. You can't even wear it out. You have to will it to people. It's cool in the summer and it's warm in the winter. Talk about hand-me-downs. Makes the best in the world. Start looking at what grows up out of the earth as your medicines. It's an inside job. It is not an outside job. Understand this. There is nothing out there that will fix you, save you, make you nothing. Your reality is created from thought and feeling. Understand what it means to take in the mother aspect. The divine feminine has been pushed to the outer limits. It is time now that you recognize the Mother Earth and what she is and what she is to you. I'm talking to you so that you might get off of this internet when I'm finished and say, what have I really been doing for my life? How do I contribute to what's going on in this world, on this earth? What part do I play in all of this? It's great. The part you play is great. When you don't separate your trash into what can be recycled, you are playing a great part. When you drive cars that eat gas at 12 miles to a gallon, you are playing a great part. When you are major consumers, you are playing a major part. When you put things in your body that it cannot digest and use as power. You are playing a major part. When you go to the grocery store and you buy all the manufactured foods, the pastas, the canned foods, the jarred this, the dehydrated that, all of that stuff that you are putting in your physical body, you are killing yourself. You are not going to ascend. It will not happen. You can chant, you can meditate, you can do psychic readings, you can do healings on each other, and until you begin to feed your body in a manner in which it can do something with, it is all for naught. You are organic, and your earth is organic, and you and I are one, and the earth is our bodies, and we must begin to know that, to feel it in the deepest parts of our beings. I hope, I pray, I wish, I desire, and I trust that those of you that are listening to me are now activated, that you are making the conscious choice to do an evaluation of what your life is. How do you eat? How do you think? How do you feel? How do you act? How do you treat the people that you love? How do you treat yourself? What do you give that benefits this earth? I am trusting that you will do a self-evaluation. And as the layers peel off, you set intent every single day to become more and more and more. Ask yourself, do I want to live? Do I want to live? Or do I want to age and die the way all those others out there? All of them, well, okay. 89%. Every day I look at people that are minutes, hours, days, months, years away from death. And they are choosing this. They are choosing death over life. Choose love. Love yourself. Love your own body. Take a look at yourself. If you're experiencing illness, don't run to a medical doctor. Run to the farmer's market. Run to the Sunrider website, sunrider.com. Put food in yourself. Not trash. Not garbage. You're not a human waste depository. Your body can't do anything. Nothing with processed flours, sugars. Can't do anything with coffee and soda. Can't do anything with alcohol. Get a grip, people. Take a look at what's happening. As the Mother Earth, I speak to you now, tonight, for the first time ever, to come through this body, that this body would allow me to do this, because it has sat all these years knowing that I was waiting in the wings, this body not being ready physically, not being ready mentally, not being ready emotionally until now. with months of pure food, pure organic concentrated food going into it. Now it has become ready to allow me in to speak to you as the Mother Earth. Wake up. Choose life. Choose ascension. Choose love. Choose to be 130 years old, going on vacation with your great-great-great-grandchildren. Choose to bring the love of your life to be in a wonderful relationship. Choose it. Choose to let go of all of the things that you have held and believed in for so long that have brought you to the place where you are right now. The grand sum total of your life, that grand sum, everything that you have achieved, is based on everything that you know and believe. Those belief systems that you hold on to, well, other people don't believe this, but I do. I believe it's okay to spank my children. Other people might not believe that's good, but I believe in spanking my children. Violence begets violence. Don't you know that? Find other ways to deal with your kids and to teach them how to live and grow. You hit your kids, they will hit others. What you are teaching them is the one that's the biggest and can cause the most pain is the one that rules. That's the lesson in that kind of punishment. I heard it said by a Jewish rabbi that the Ten Commandments were a grand thing, but they were not for the people of this earth. How true is that? Thou shalt not kill. Well, unless it suits us. We kill people for killing. Where is the sanity in that? Yes, we have people that are bad. There's no other word to put on them. They're bad people. Well, we have a lot of islands out in the South Pacific. No way on, no way off, except by ship or aircraft, drop them off. Don't kill each other. Jails are full of people, people that don't know how to live. Don't put people in jail for using drugs. Get them into a rehab. Stop all this nonsense. Look at your own life. That's what's most important. You could choose, and rightfully so, not to do anything about what's going on out there. To simply make the change within yourself. What happens when you touch one piece of the mobile that hangs over the baby's bed? The whole thing moves. Change yourself. Get off of the drugs. Drugs of all kinds. Drugs that are injected into the body. Drugs that are breathed up through the nose. Drugs that are taken in pill form because they come with a prescription. Drugs that you buy at the grocery store that label themselves as food. sex can be a drug. We have so many different drugs. Many of you may not agree with me. Many of you think that the power is outside of you. Plug into a machine, plug into your guru, plug into your psychic, plug into your husbands and your wives, plug into your churches, plug into your communities and your government. It won't work. What happens when the electric gets shut off? Where will you be plugged in then? I hope, I trust, that you have listened and that I have been heard and that good comes of this. Because life as you know it is changing. There will not be room for all of this on my body. I scratch all of this off like a dog scratches fleas. I shake to loosen this all up now. The end of times as you know them is coming, and it does not mean that California will split off and fall into the ocean, although there was a time when that could have happened. The time now is to become awake and self-aware. And I hope and I trust that what I have said tonight crosses these great internet waves and touches those that hear. And if it doesn't apply to you, if you're already doing this, then I bless you. And I tell you that more will be pulled toward you, that you hold the light. Those like moth to a flame, they will come to learn from you. Teach them. Touch them. I'm going to end this now, tonight. I'm finished for this evening. And I call now the engineer of this show to come and end this on his end. Because I have said all that I have to say at this point. I hope I have touched. I hope I've helped. Plug into the strength of the Mother Earth. Become one. Know that you are one. I speak to you tonight as the Mother Earth, and I send you my love and my blessings. And I hold you all in the light of ascension, in the frequency of ascension. May you be blessed and loved and create all that you can dream of. Sleep, rest well tonight. And all the nights to come. Many blessings. Good night. right, and I'm back, and this is Dr. Rain Morgan speaking to you now. Want to remind you that Energy Enhancement System brings this show. Go to EES.com, EESystem.com, I'm sorry, and check out the Bioscalar Energy. I also want to remind you of the AIBFreedomForLife.com, which is an insurance that covers so very much in the alternative holistic healing field. I am coming on a new show Sunday nights. Our first show was last Sunday, 8:30 to 9:30. Join me for Ascension Road every Sunday night, again, from 8:30 to 9:30. Check out my website, which will be changing thanks to my new partner, Gary Radke. Lots of new stuff is coming on Ascension Road. And my website is www.drrainmorgan.com. For any of those of you out there listening that want further information on Sunrider Foods, please get a hold of me. This is the most fabulous thing to ever cross my path. In 12 years of doing talk radio, I've seen everybody's stuff. I've been on half of it, and nothing has ever had the profound effect that Sunrider does. If you want to begin dealing with your physical body, call me, email me. I'll help. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'm ending the show early this evening. I want to say thank you to Sandra Rose Michael for sponsoring and for the IAB, freedomforlife.com people. Check that out. It's insurance at its best. The only reason that I do anything like this and have this on my show is that it is an unplugging from the matrix. You cannot be turned down for pre-existing conditions. It is affordable. $299 a month covers a family of 10. $49 will get you a package that will cover a single person. $49 a month is definitely affordable if you require some type of insurance. So IABFreedomForLife.com. They are sponsoring us, giving our show coverage. I want to thank you for listening. And again, get a hold of me. Let me help. I do healings and readings over the phone, and I definitely can tell you how to regenerate your body, how to stop the aging process, how to end the illnesses that are in your body. Regenerate means to overcome something that is unnatural in your body and you or in anything else, and you can do it using Sunrider. I want to thank you for listening tonight. Come back next Wednesday night when we'll have 2 hours of guests. We're going to be talking with Ra'ed Roddy next week on the Utadi essential oils, the finest essential oils in the world. Ra'ed is coming on the show, and we're going to be talking about what oils do. So thank you very much, and come back for some more good radio. Thank you very much. Many blessings. Good night for now.